In a world where Pliny the Younger is now in bottles, one FBI undercover agent takes it upon himself to thwart undercover beer trading. Johnny Utah stars in Pint Break.
Oh, it's the perfect four, the favorite show amongst all Point Break characters. I can't believe I blanked on Point Break characters right there.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
The favorite beer show that that all Point Break people listen to.
That's right.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to hang out with you for, I don't know, a couple hours maybe. Have some good beers. We got a lot of good beers in the beer fridge. It's all mic'd up, ready to go. Oh, speaking of which, I got to turn that down. Louie's here as well. We're going to have some fun talking about the beers, listening to you call us. It's going to be unbelievable. And before the show, we had a couple of beers. One from, it was a guava IPA that Matt dumped off at the studio one day. We drank it.
Now he's enjoying it.
And we also had a one from a Wazoo Corvette. That was from Luminous. Loomis?
What the heck, phone?
Heck phone.
Loomis Basin Brewing Company, Alohawk. It was a strong ale.
You're an Alohawk.
I don't mind strong ales.
Yeah.
They're good. I thought it was a good beer.
I was enjoying it.
It's like, you know, it's basically having a pale ale without the hop, you know, without it being super hoppy.
Is that what it's like?
That's what I feel like strong ales are.
What about strong pales?
Go!
I'll take a strong pale.
Pineapple.
This is another Wazoo Corvette beer, I'm going to assume. Actually, it doesn't even. It's from our favorite Urban Roots. I'm going to assume Wazoo donated this. If it was somebody else, please speak up, and I'm sorry. But Wazoo.
DM us on Untapped.
This is Tastes Like 2020 Hazy Double.
This is what 2020 is going to taste like?
Yep, this is what it's going to taste like.
Can I go back?
Oh. Let's go back to when? You can't go back to last year.
2006-ish.
All right.
Isn't that a Portland episode? The beer was clear in the 90s.
Yeah.
Dream was alive.
The dream was alive.
Non-hazy dream was alive.
Beers were a buck a piece. $6 six packs.
That's a nice beer.
All you had to worry about
some
was
some lemon in here. Am I wrong? Am I just seeing this can as a yellow can? I'm like,
it's lemon.
Will this taste like lemon or banana? We don't know. Okay, I see lemon.
Yes.
Yep. I could do it.
I'll give it to you.
Wow.
It's a double Matt Cave. Citrus, Strata, Mosaic, and Galaxy. And contains lactose.
Strata hops, bro. The hottest New Zealand hop.
It's the hotness.
In fact, let's look up Strata hops and see.
Let's look up Strata hops, guys.
I think I have the description, actually.
Mm-hmm. Better have lemon in there.
Nope, I don't. Sorry.
Damn it.
I have Southern Cross, Nelson, Motuer, and Moteca. Those are all other New Zealand hops.
Okay. Why does it look like there's asbestos in that recent box of beer shipment we got?
Al Green sent us a package to our UPS store. Uh-huh. You can see the address in the show notes if you feel like sending us something.
His address?
No. I hope not. And Al.
He's officially the complaint department.
Just send all complaints to Al. The packaging he put it in to protect it is very odd. It does look like there's some asbestos involved in it.
It's a sound deadening for the studio.
It might be.
Ah. Our acoustics are not prime here.
No, they're like, these guys need this for the show.
Specifically over their mouths.
Yeah. Yeah, we're enjoying this Urban Roots.
Wow.
Thanks, Wazoo.
I feel like I did my job today. I got to...
Whoa.
Sorry.
Don't step over the bumper music, dude. Oh, my God.
How dare I? I got to show somebody that the Owen Wilson Wow clip on YouTube existed.
The one with the lightsaber duel one, or the one where he's just doing all his wows?
Yeah, this is just movie clips of wows. Yeah.
Wow.
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 Felt cool. This person was also younger than me, so I felt really cool.
Hey, kid, watch this. Mm-hmm.
I like Melissa Villaseñor's from this SNL. Oh. She does a good...
impression?
Good impression of him.
Just the wow or more?
No, just, you know, the whole, yeah, Owen Wilson.
Hi, I'm Owen Wilson.
There it is. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Matt, what do you got for culture this week?
The American Society of Brewing Chemists, ASBC.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Mm-hmm. And the Brewers Association.
Oh.
The BA.
I know them.
Have collaborated to produce two additional videos that demonstrate fundamental methods related to brewing quality beer.
Okay.
Each video focuses on distinct method and walks the viewer through efficient execution in the real brewery environment. The two new videos demonstrate sensory analysis -14, hot steep malt sensory evaluation method, a rapid and standardized wort preparation method for the sensory evaluation of extractable malt flavor. So they can help you refine your palate to say like, oh yeah, this is the
this ain't two row, bro.
Yeah, three row.
You can evaluate your extractable malt flavor.
Right. This was what I've been saying to everyone the whole time. Somebody help me evaluate my malt flavor, bro.
Is that what you've been saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm saying this every freaking week.
Be more clear next time.
Oh, okay.
And then beer 9 is the other video. It's pH, which is the hydrogen ion concentration.
Yep, I know my tables, bro. That's right.
Cool. What is it? What does it do?
Dysprosium.
BR. Brosium.
Brosium.
Did Skylar brosium.
You get the brosium in that?
I'm getting brosium.
Details how to measure and report the pH of a beer to the nearest 0.01. Then it says these series of videos outlines methods that are essential for ensuring consistent production of high quality beer. The ASBC and the BA have prioritized techniques that require only the most essential laboratory tools that a brewery should own. As in, you should do some of your own quality control if you're a brewer.
Clean your lines. Jesus.
The videos also serve as an introduction to the renowned ASBC methods of analysis. So it's, but they help you evaluate everything from barley and hops to wort and beer itself, as well as the filtering aids, packaging materials, and sensory analysis methods. But if you are like the Brewers Association, they have like a forum, they have information. If you're part of that, which being in a brewery usually means you have access to that stuff, they give you more information, but they also encourage you to be a member of the American Society of Brewing Chemists, which gives you extra access to different articles like this, which should further help you in your brewing.
Oh, okay.
And so,
education.
In layman's terms, stop making shitty
industry
beer and figure out why your beer is shitty.
Better. get better.
And I don't know if we talked about this one, but at least snuck on under the radar for me. But Fieldwork announced that they opened their seventh location.
Seven.
Where? This sounds like they're pushing the limits of this California
Corte
permits.
Corte Madera.
Oh, that's Marin.
Marin.
Marin. Yeah.
But in the town.
I know about it.
At the town center, they're opening, I think it was like a 2,400 square foot indoor tap room and outdoor seating.
I think that's what a Marin Brew Co. is too.
And it's officially area. Open February 8th at 11 a.m. They will have 18 beers on draft. And they're pairing this one with
17 hazies and one blonde
and one lager.
Last time I was there, they
industry,
they probably had about 25, 26 beers on tap.
Yeah.
14 of them were IPAs.
Yeah.
14.
Damn straight. They were.
Damn it.
And they were all fresh.
Unapologetically IPA.
Oh boy.
No, that was our beer. Unapologetically Fresno.
No. I know. I played it up.
Yeah.
Did but a twist.
This tap room is going to be a little bit different because they are unveiling a food program, which their food other locations, if they have food, it's just like
a foot program.
It's
foot
like
program. Foot massages,
chips and salsa, or like croissants, or just simple heatable things. But this one's going to go a little bit more in depth with, more different styles of entrees. They feature in this article about different ways that they'll make pizza, whether it's more intense style of grains or locally sourced produce and stuff like that. So apparently shit grows in Marin County.
So they're done then, right? They can't open up anymore.
I thought it was five.
How yeah, I know. Seven? I thought, but that, well, we, there didn't was, we say it was, you got five
so
remotes?
Six duplicates. So if the brewery is the main Dupes. One, this would plus six uh-huh. other locations.
Oh, plus six. So, yeah, they're done.
Unless,
you can't do any more field work. That's it.
I mean,
did they get the Uno card, draw six? What's going on here?
They could, in theory, if one of these others started brewing, they could, you know, then make that its own license and then go further.
Oh. They can
how many make their own
beer? So if one of them makes a beer, then they can have six more from that one?
Yeah, so you have one brewery, then you have six other locations that feed off of that. Well, uh-huh. Say one of those locations pulled its own license.
Got my own license. Tired of you guys. I'm leaving the band.
That opens up another
going solo.
Six locations. And
geez. All right, Sammy.
So they also noted
when he talks, suckers walk.
They also noted in the article that that all field work locations are within a 2-hour drive from Berkeley, and the furthest location is Monterey, which comes in at 116 miles, which they estimate
Newman,
an hour
California,
in 52 minutes.
Oh,
so everything else is a little bit closer than that. And I'm going to have a little bit more of this beer. And they also announced recently, which I'm not sure if we also talked about, was the Sacramento location.
I'm going to open this beer.
It was about like 1,500 square feet, maybe two tops. And they're going
like my old house.
They're going to triple the size of it. I think they bought out the building next door and they're going to expand it to have more indoor and outdoor space, which if you've ever been to the Sacramento one, good. It was cramped.
I'm stealing the aroma.
I've never been. Okay.
I know, me neither.
To what? Any of them?
Yeah, that's a good. No, I've been to the Monterey one. Have I? I don't know.
Check your field notes, bro.
Maybe I've just been to.
Where's your field notes?
Monterey is the container bar. It's gravel, picnic tables.
Yeah, I've been there.
Shipping containers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been there.
You should start a show called Tiny Bar, where we remodel containers.
Tiny bar. Containers only.
Tiny House Nation. Tiny Bar Nation.
I think you should remodel.
If you can find the counties patios. Where container bars are approved, then yes.
Sweet. New beer entering the show. Yeah, we don't. That's bullshit. It's like looks like shit.
We don't recognize containers as structures.
No.
Wow.
Because everybody would be living out of containers.
Everybody would live in a container.
We'd abuse it. Everything eventually. Double dry up Citra and Mosaic beer from Hacienda Beer from our listener, D-Goats. Thank you, D-Goats. It is a juicy pale double dry hopped Citra and Mosaic. Wait, do I have no? No, that's the wrong one. Hold on.
I almost like
got
this.
The taste wrong
like,
aroma.
I almost like this tastes like 2020, a little bit better.
2020.
Mm.
It's in the ballpark.
I think I'm on the opposite side of that statement.
They look, well,
they are very similar in looks.
Yeah, 2020 is. It's got a wider, looks
one's
wider.
Not
that it looks sense. Like a double wide to me.
Double wide. Well, they are similar beers, but this I think I might go with is it's close. Mm,
topping off that glass over there.
Topped it off. Well, I figure that. I might not see it again, so gotta get in
it,
there.
Get it while it's hot. Get in where you fit in.
Where is Hacienda located at? They are in Wisconsin. Bailey's Harbor.
What?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Hello, Wisconsin. Wisconsin! Wow. First, no, that's probably not the first.
All 50 states. Oh, no, no, no.
I think Matt's dropped a dumbass or two.
Oh, there's been lots of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what do I do?
Nothing.
Quoting Red Foreman for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's done it. that's all the culture from that. Yeah. All right, Nick.
Just short of a foot being up your ass.
Whoa.
There it is.
There
he's
it
bringing
is
it back.
Yo.
Bringing it back. Not letting us down. What does Matt do? Not let us down. welcome to Flagship February, everybody.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. I forgot. Flagship February.
All right. Well, cool. Your homework for next episode is to
get
research
all the flagships.
Hey, I may or may not have bought a flagship six pack.
Ooh,
so,
flagship six pack. It was a labeled flagship six pack.
Is this a teaser? Do we have to wait?
Did was you get a labeled? Sierra?
No.
Was it a Sierra Pale six pack?
Yeah.
Nope.
The ultimate flagship beer.
Well, with no preparation, what would be your go to right now if right, you were standing right in meow. Save Mart? At the cold box.
Well, not to be too boring, but yeah. Tug is Sequoia General Sherman.
Yeah, yeah. That's considered a flagship.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, they probably don't say it over there, the Tioga.
I don't know what breweries do say. Flag. This is a flagship.
This is a flagship.
Yeah. Give me a Sherman.
Oh, a flagship Sherman?
Is it called flagship Sherman?
It's our flagship. So, yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Flagship Sherman.
Okay.
That's what that's what happens all the time with me.
Uba Dank, Nelson, Just Outstanding, General Sherman, Swami's.
Okay.
Wow. What, once were whales are now flagships.
Plani.
Oh, Uba Dank. I never thought it was Uba Dank as a
Plani,
flagship.
Plani the Alder.
The older?
Plenty the older?
Plenty the older. Plenty
the older. Is he aged?
Hey, y'all got any of that? Plenty the older? What, sir? Plenty the older. You ain't got any of that? Plenty the older here. I don't think. You mean Plenty the elder? Shit, son. What did I say? Give me that fucking Plenty the older. Whoa.
And Louis breaking stuff.
Louis got a concussion.
And, he's helping.
I'm helping.
Probably an old thrown in a four pack of Old Raspbian.
Old Raspbian. Woo! Flagshipping. Should we do next episode?
I love that
should
beer
be
so
all
much.
Flagshipping.
I never thought about it as a flag.
Yeah, dude.
It's available.
It's a flagship. Get over it.
It's available at every grocery store.
You're not wrong.
Every
I just
grocery
never
store.
Considered it.
It's
all the Dollar Generals.
It's all like, the Dollar Generals.
At every store.
Every Dollar General has a side stack of.
You usually have to scoot the Scrimshaw out of the way just to get to it.
Scrimshaw, man. Scrimshaw, there you go. There's a Scrimshaw's flagship. Wow. I just saw that Whole Foods has a has a
Scrimshaw shelf.
Scrimshaw display right
permanent tag.
They got two cases of Ubedank in a row, and it hasn't come back. And I'm like, come on. I bought.
Hey, wine guy. Hey. You see this hole right here? Yeah.
I probably bought.
Where Ubedank used to be?
Six of Uber those 12 what? Packs.
Could you put more there?
Yeah, we'll get our ad on it.
It was like in the weirdest section. It was like over to the right, second shelf. So it was like in the Europeans. It was like just shoehorned in there.
Okay.
Mixed with the ciders.
I thought you were going to tell the me ciders. It's by the pre-mixed salads up in front.
No.
Once in a while, they'll like put something like random in the cider section. You'll pass off like, oh, that's a cider section. But then they'll like, just like slip in something like, hey, wait, that's a regular beer.
Hey,
they had.
Who's in charge here?
Hey,
who's in charge?
I don't like this.
They brought back the cardboard 6-pack holder.
Oh yeah.
And they put a little. What's it called? A gondola. It was like a little circular shelf at the end of the rack.
Okay.
And they actually put singles in there, and it's like build your own 6-pack.
Oh no, that was hidden back behind the warm shelf for a while.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, now it's
the whole goal. Now it's right there. Is hide all the beer things.
Hide it.
Make sure you see the wine stuff, though.
I have no crackers,
Louis.
Sorry,
calm the fuck down. Huh?
Where's your dang squeaky toy,
Louis? That's Louis. That's Louis's tongue.
No, I have no crackers.
You want to get more disgusting?
That was perfect. That worked out exactly like I wanted it to.
Now Nick has to deal with that mic.
Yeah. It has been licked by Louie.
So flagships. Flag them up.
Yeah. I think it's a good time to revisit the gateway beers.
Gateways and flagships. Red Dog?
Chances are your gateway was a flagship. Red Dog. Mad Dog?
I don't know.
Mad Dog?
It is Strawberry Boons.
The purple Mad Dog? Watch out. Yeah, troubles are brewing.
And some Bartles and James.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember one time. Yes. Yeah. Woo.
Woo.
Remember one time in my early 20s when I just wasn't, I wasn't so adulting with beer that I'll just drink any beer. You know, like I've just some beers I just couldn't. I remember we're having like a hangout.
Yeah.
With some girls in the backyard. And they had Bartles and Janes. I just couldn't. It was just like it was probably like a freaking Coors or something. I'm just like, I can't handle this. I'm like, can I have one of your Bartles and James?
Oh, man.
And they're like, okay, I guess.
Oh, wow. You know, those only come in 4-packs, right?
flash forward to later in the night when I was by myself and the girls were with other guys.
Ah.
Wonder why that was. That's weird.
Boy. Couldn't handle the Bartles them.
that guy'd rather drink wine coolers.
Wow.
He sucks.
This explains a lot.
This explains everything.
Bartles and James killed the brain cells that made it a bad idea to go into podcast. Yeah. How about some, are you guys ready for hard coffee?
I've been ready.
Are you talking about it's not Jameson.
I don't know. The one I saw was Pabst. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, yeah. They have that too. No, there's a.
So it's not coffee beer. It's hard coffee.
It's hard coffee.
Because I was seeing that before and I was like, don't we already have coffee beer?
These are hard coffee drinks.
Okay. I guess the same as like some sour or Berliner Weiss isn't. Same as a hard seltzer, so I guess coffee beers aren't the same as hard coffee.
Yeah. New ground hard nitro cafe latte.
Keeps you up, keeps you down.
And Pabst Blue Ribbon has one, and who's this? Colombe hard cold brew coffee.
When's Modern Times going to do one?
Hard Black House? Wait, that's already... All right. Well, yeah. So there's that. Skipping ahead. Oh, here's my...
Matt's way into those hard teas now.
Hard tea?
I see a lot of Matt
buzz.
We had
some hard tea update from...
You're into those hard teas.
Blue Ox.
I saw it.
Had a hard tea.
Saw it on the social medias.
It's not hard tea.
It was on the forum. And somebody was like, hey, hard tea.
Hop tea.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hard tea. Sorry.
Hop tea.
There is no alcohol percentage to it.
Damn it.
Jump to conclusions?
You're having the hop tea. That's what it was.
Hop to conclusions?
That's a good game, dude. You should get that. You should buy that.
All right. So anyways, here's my conspiracy theory for 2020.
All right.
Craft breweries are not being bought up to make big companies more money. They're being bought up for the shelf space to make way for hard seltzers.
Ooh. They're just buying breweries that have shelf space so they can be like, well, we'll just move this out of the way so we can make some real money. Yeah.
That's probably, I
feel like that's one of the reasons breweries get bought. And like that Canadian brewery I got bought just last week or whatever.
Oh, a new one.
It's still going on.
Still going on.
We just don't barely talk about it anymore.
Buyouts? Or
I haven't had.
What are we barely talking?
I feel like now we're getting to a time where I haven't seen anything about it. Where the new Ballast Point beers. Post buyout Ballast Point beers, actually brewed. I mean,
No updates if they've made.
I haven't seen like all the beer we're getting now is indie beer now again, or if they're still. I mean, obviously the stuff that's on the shelves is probably,
I wonder if they'll attempt pre-buyout the logo.
Oh shit! I have not heard anyone say. I mean, I'm sure somebody did, but. About that, where they can put the logo back on. I guess they can. The indie.
Yeah.
Indie beer, independent beer.
Mm-hmm. Look for the label.
Oh, wow.
Is Urban Roots have it?
They might not be participating.
Oh, they do. Here we go. Independent craft.
They'll be like the Heady Topper guys.
Certified. Oh. What does Heady do?
Then they just, the Alchemist, was it the Alchemist or no? Was it somebody else? Over in that area, it was all
they said. No,
no, they came up with their own logo. That's family owned.
Family,
100%. Okay, they basically came up with their own. They're like, we don't like this.
Is it the vinyl sticker that you see on the back of minivans, where it's like the dad and the mom, and then however many children they have?
Yeah,
that's the family logo.
Yeah,
family owned, and the pets included.
Yep. Or the Star Wars one.
What's the Star Wars one?
I don't know. There's the one where there's a walker and it's just shooting everybody.
Yes. It's Han and Chewie.
Yeah. It's just Han and Chewie.
Family.
There's family. It's me and a dog. Me and a big walking dog.
Millennium Caravan.
Yeah. Well, it's the, it's the RV of of space.
Yes.
Very fast RV. Still, RV.
When I put these in the floor, I didn't think I'd be hiding in them.
It's a good point, Han. What else?
Local reference.
Local.
'Tis the season for Firefall.
Yes, Yosemite.
So Tioga Sequoia.
Join the Firefall.
Has famously made a beer named Firefall.
Firefall
for
Red.
A while now.
Yeah.
Quite possibly could be considered a flagship.
It is. If you don't know the Firefall in Yosemite, there's like a 2-week period where the sun comes through the Yosemite Valley at just the perfect spot where it hits waterfall, and the waterfall looks like it's on fire.
Yes,
but it's just the sunlight hitting the water, and it's sort of one of nature's most amazing things to see with your eyes.
Yeah, so there are videos
on
the internet if you're curious.
Yeah, and you look at it and you're just like, that has to be lit up. There's no.
This is fake.
Yeah.
And Disney's involved somehow.
Yeah, and it's not. It's Mother Nature.
Oh, it's lit all right.
So if I have the dates right, I hope I don't screw anybody's vacation plans up, but February 17th through 19th is supposed to be the prime
Firefall
time.
Right.
So if you are looking for that, come through the valley, hit Southgate and Tioga and get some beers and go to Yosemite and see the actual firefall. Mm-hmm. And witness something pretty damn incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe smuggle some firefall to
the firefall. We got to do a picture with the firefall red beer.
With the hand and the holding the beer.
I bet you you'll get into Tioga's stories that day if you do. Was that the thing?
That was my thing.
What did I have? Is this interesting or not? Abe, I noticed this year on the Super Bowl that AB InBev didn't try to piss off indie beer geeks this year.
Okay.
With a commercial making fun of them. That's some
good noticing.
They left us alone, but they did have their Bud Light seltzer. Bud Light brand seltzer.
See?
No Crap Bud Light.
Shaming made no Bud
Light
seltzer.
In it, but it's a Bud Light brand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean Bon & Viv?
Sure. Is Bon & Viv AB InBev brand?
And then now it's disappearing, and now Bud Light seltzer.
Interesting.
See? They were making way for seltzers the whole time.
Yeah, I even...
To me, it's just a rebrand. And
oh, yeah.
It was like, oh, this didn't go as well, so let's put the Bud Light name in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people love it. I'll bet it's going crazy. And get
Post Malone to promote it, which is obviously the person that has reach to people.
The kids.
To the kids.
Tattoo responsibly.
So, yeah, that was that. I was waiting. You know, there's usually some sort of drama with us beer geeks in Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The commercial. And it was fairly quiet, seemed like, to me.
Did you have a favorite ad while we're in this vein?
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, I think Groundhog Day. Because you basically got, you got like a minute long Groundhog Day 2.
Pretty much, yeah.
Kind of like the E.T., that Comcast E.T. commercial. Oh, you basically got E.T. 2, okay. Like a five-minute...
A tolerable limit.
Yeah, a five-minute version of E.T. E.T. sequel. Nice. And it was really cool, actually. I love that. Putting aside that it's a Comcast-sponsored commercial, that E.T. one is really cool as a lover of E.T.
I like this. Oh,
it's a fridge mic. But yeah, I think that Groundhog Day. I have to agree. But Harrison was in there, had a commercial. He had a voiceover for a commercial.
Oh, okay.
Not many people noticed.
No, I don't think I did. I remember the trailer for Call of the Wild.
Yeah. Was that during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had two things then. Oh, my God. What's happening?
Ooh, I like this. I like what's happening.
Let's listen and Let's see if you can guess what beer it is. Let's
see how what a hazy sounds like.
Whoa, shit.
Yeah. He was so excited he just cheers to my hat.
I love gold.
Crap, I need to clean my glasses.
I love gold.
That was a double open. Impressive. What do we have here, Matt?
Well, I was sitting on Instagram the other night, and lo and behold, I get a message from I'm a pirate. Good old Instagram.
I'm a pirate. Javi, I got a message from him, too.
Yeah, Javi was sending me a message, and he's like, what's this? And he sends me a questionable Instagram message from a certain local establishment that they had Hetty Topper.
Oh my God.
And he's all, what's this? And
I was like,
well, I don't know if I would trust that it came properly.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thought I was like, somebody's doing some backdoor. Yeah.
And then he sent me a message not too long after that of local Moroa show having it as well. And it has since popped up to a few different places, but what zero research I've done is that since it's San Francisco Beer Week, somehow this it has made its way to California and trickled down. So there was...
sorry, guys.
Wow. I wonder what you're doing over there.
That wasn't a beer, though.
You'll see it on Snapchat later.
And there was the other beer from them as well.
Focal Banger.
Yeah, Focal Banger. Awesome name. But anyways, so first I was like, okay, Hetty, we've had it. We've had it new. We've had it old. We've had it with yeast and suspension. It was all different variants of it. I didn't think anything of it. But then I realized, oh, Tioga Sequoia brought back Tecumseh, which is our Imperial IPA. But this year we decided to go New Zealand hops and New England yeast. So it is a New England, New Zealand Tecumseh, and we did a Witcher label mashup with General himself. So toss a coin to your General is what we're saying. And I don't know anything about Witcher, so I can't go any further into that.
I tried to watch it once. I'm like, this seems geeky enough for me to watch. I'll start watching this. And I wasn't getting into it and fell asleep.
So I figured, why not do a heads up with the hazies?
All right, hazy here we go. We've got a battle. Tecumseh of Rivia versus Hetty Topper, new to Fresno, Hetty Topper.
Hetty
I don't think there's a difference.
Is Hetty a bit more, like, bitter?
Palate cleansing.
Hetty smells like fresh tires to me.
Ooh. Wow. Those are really close.
Yeah.
Were you guys brewing Tecumseh this one to, was this a Hetty clone?
Is Fresno Hetty secretly Tecumseh?
I mean, there's definitely difference in color. They had a little bit more color malt. Ours is a bit more.
Yours is cloudier.
Ours is a little bit more of a milky consistency to it, which it was just rolled oats and torrefied wheat. So, I mean, it wasn't really like anything crazy in there. We didn't add flour or anything like that kind of stuff. But, that's probably one of the softer mouthfeels we've had on a boozy-ish. It's 9.5 IPA.
Mm.
So.
Oh, see, the Hetty's 8. Is it 8? Mm. Yeah. Hetty's an 8. And Tecumseh is, I would say, is, I mean, I'm being a local here, but the Tecumseh is a little smoother.
Yeah, slightly. I'm getting that same. Oh, and I should point out, go ahead and pick up the Tioga can. Turn it to the backside. What's the little thing that you see there?
I see the Art Hop logo.
Okay, below. Just below the shield.
The 1% for the planet.
Yep. That's a new campaign that we just launched. Well, it's not that we launched, but we're a part of. But multiple breweries and other different organizations are going to look into give 1% back to outdoorsy things.
Cool.
So.
How do I get some of that money? Do I have to run around the outdoors?
No, you don't receive
it. Hey, that guy's outdoor. Here's some money, bro. Hey, what's this come from?
How you participate is you buy beer from brands that have that on the label.
Right.
And then you give money indirectly to Forest.
They're like, I donated.
There you go.
And wildlife.
Honey, I'm donating. Then you're drinking beer.
Can I just put a quarter in a tree?
Then when you see a bear eating a fish in a river, and you could be like, that's my 1%.
You're right welcome. There. You're welcome, dude.
What? Bears speak Wookiee?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well known.
Well known. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. Wow, we're just here having a Hetty Topper.
But that's
how to avoid the conflict with a bear. Step one, speak Wookiee.
That's, so there you go. Two new beers in town.
What's up with Tecumseh. That? What's up with that?
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Will you?
Will you talk about me?
I don't think you will.
Tell me your drive.
Yes. You can call our voicemail line, old school man, 559-492-0542. That's in Dorktown Network's voicemail. You call it, picks up, you leave a 3-minute message, tell us what's going on. The current topic right now, the general baseline topic right now is, you know, what you do when you're hanging out, just having relaxing, drinking a beer, what kind of games you play, that kind of thing. Also, you can just record something on your smartphone or maybe you got a podcast studio. You can record a 3-minute podcast.
What?
And we'll play it. You send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We'll play it. Just like, or you can just email us. You can email us and we'll read it. Hey, what do you think of that? Oh, man. This one's from Jason Sierra, and he's got some SD recos. Do you want you want to hear just a list of SD recos?
Oh man!
For Matt,
sure.
All right, these are near North Park.
Is this in?
I mean, a lot of these we know, but there's some of these we don't.
Is this in the email?
Yeah, cool. It's in an email from Jason. It says Fall Brewing Company, North Park.
Mm-hmm. That's a third person that said fall, so I'm going to have to go check them out.
Yeah, go.
2 a.m. bike.
I recommend it as well. Pariah, Thorn, North Park location. Rip Current, North Park location. South Park Brewing Company, next to neighborhood, over next to Hamilton's. I think Hamilton's is closing. I feel like either they're moving or closing.
Is that Tornado or Hamilton's?
I think. Oh, was it Tornado too?
I think it was Tornado. Maybe
you're,
SD was
maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Tornado, San Francisco.
No, the San Diego one.
San Diego.
Yeah. What? Tornado, San Francisco is never leaving, bro. Original 40, Automatic Brewing Company.
Wax Aesthetic,
which is the house beer of Tiger and Blind Lady Ale House. Tiger and Blind Lady Ale House are very cool, by the way. And not too far from those is Epig Brewing, Point Loma Waterfront, and Coronado Brewing Company. Good food and always a good one-off IPA on. Resident Brewing Company, downtown and a local, good food as well. What? And Society, duh. Pizza Port,
woo, yeah.
OB, or any other location. Still my all-time favorite, and Burgeon, way up in Carlsbad. I agree with that. That Burgeon is great.
Burgeon the one opening in Little Italy?
Maybe. Creeping up on my list. If headed east off Change Alpine, still slays at the pub. Green Flash made. And Burning Beard is doing good things. Three Punks down in Chula Vista. Plays old punk and has some of the best IPs around. That's a little bit out of the way. There you go. That's some recos from our listener Jason.
Cool.
And some more emailing here. Yeah. Emails are cool. You don't have to always call us. This is from Ryan, our Spokane rep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What were you saying, Matt?
Well, I was just going to say I'm going to try to hopefully meet up with some San Diego people.
A
couple people have...
I get it?
There's a couple people have disappeared into the ether, and there's a couple people that have moved out of state. And
What's your dates again, Matt, for those get it dates?
It will be the 7th through the 9th. So it's this weekend.
Wow. Right now. It's happening. And, you're getting it.
What is it? There's a beer night in San Diego.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll run into
that. Indie beer show and beer night in San Diego. Our friends, both our friends. They're all our friends.
I don't think the indie beer show wants to. We'll talk about that off air.
Oh my gosh. They don't want to talk to us?
They don't even want to talk to me.
What? Wow. I'm sure they do. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. This is from Ryan, Spokane. Just wanted to chime in real quick on the question of what games do we play whilst drinking beer. If Matt and I are alone, whoa. Ryan, who needs to know what you and Matt are doing? This is another Matt, I'm assuming. One of our mini Matts. By the way, number one
Matt show.
No one Matt show podcast in podcasting for Matt's. Most Matt's. If Matt and I are alone at a brewery, our go-to game is the classic Connect Four. I'm pretty good at Connect Four, by the way. Good luck beating me. We were recently introduced to the card game Disturbed Friends. Mm. Oddly enough, we played with four strangers. Whoa, that would be tough for
me.
That sounds really uncomfortable for me. Which made the game even more entertaining. I think it is a great fast-paced option that touches on many of the same topics that can come up while playing Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, okay.
It is easier to play with a large group than Cards Against Humanity, yielding in just as much as many laughs and all the awkward feelings. I highly recommend finding this card game along with the expansion packs. All right. Now, this Disturbed Friends, I think I might have to get
this. You just
got to
be down with the sickness.
I'm not. A more strategic and time... a more strategic and time-consuming game we played... Dice Throne.
Wow.
I have to admit, though, that the game play for me gets a little confusing, especially the later it gets and the deeper in the beer fridge we have gotten.
Oh, yeah.
Dice Throne, huh? That's a dice game if you like the dice games. The last game I wanted to talk about was Shut the Box. This is one game I hadn't seen until about a year ago, and now it seems to have made it into the most tap rooms we visit. Have you heard of this one, Matt?
Nope.
Shut the Box? Looks pretty cool. Local, because she's including pictures and everything. It's great. No, it's like a blog post.
It's a good layout.
It's seriously a blog post.
Maybe you should just attach this to the show notes.
I know. I think I might have to. I might have to steal her thing and just make a blog post out of it. A local brewery here in Spokane called For the Love of God. For the Love of God, local brewery. Did things a little differently than most tasting rooms we have visited and supplied a plethora of puzzles. The sliding puzzle pictured below has me stumped for at least three visits. Oh, God, that would kill me. Those kind of where you having to put. I've never finished a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, my.
All right. So, no. On a completely different note, I have a question for you, well-versed Untappd users. Have you noticed an uptick of spam posts?
What?
Just this past weekend, we experienced them for the first time. There was a single account that was checking into local beers with 5-star reviews, adding generic pictures of models holding various different beers that don't match the check-in. They then listed in the comments a website where you could go vote for the models and they would find a way to, quote unquote, find a way to repay you.
Wow.
There were a good 15, 20 check-ins and they were also tagged to local restaurants. That is interesting as hell. I've not seen that.
I am not following the right people. Apparently.
I once used to see a brewery that would have... representatives holding their beer, but we
influencers, they're called influencers.
We could
now.
Never really tell if it was just a bad photo or if the bottle they were holding that the label was just photoshopped.
It was like a so as usual, keep up the good work, guys. It's Ryan.
Disastrous Friends. Oh, sorry. Disturbed Friends.
Yeah.
$12 Amazon Prime. We'll be here tomorrow.
All right. Uh-oh, it's already coming. Nick's already on there. Oh, yeah, I have. I was waiting till my Friday paycheck. I'm like building my shopping cart. No, I have a shopping cart of like, I have a couple games already in there.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like looking, I'm getting my shopping cart ready for that paycheck that goes through. It's like in the middle of the night on Thursday night. That's when I get my paycheck.
Yeah. Add to cart.
Add to cart. So yeah, I'm gonna add that.
Oh wait,
I'm gonna add that Disturbed Friends.
I'm sorry, it is $25.
What? Oh, forget it.
The first expansion pack is $12.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Might still do it.
But Cards Against Humanity is 20, so it's up to you.
I think I already have a Cards Against Humanity.
20 or 25.
Already got it, dude.
Got it. Had it.
What's up, Mikey, Dick, and Matt?
Wow.
Not much.
Hi, Colin and Jean.
Just hanging out.
Tuesday.
Right. So, Mikey, you asked about games that you can play with people when you're drunk.
Yes,
all right. We played a fun game with our friends the other night. It was called What Do You Meme? And it's kind of
played
like,
that before.
It's cards, exactly like
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah. It's a complete ripoff.
The person picks a meme, and then everybody has cards that can caption it. Yeah. And then you have to pick which one is the best caption.
so you post the photo.
It is kind of like that, but it is fun.
I got a fun game to play when you're drinking.
Caption this.
Beer pong. Probably the best, most fun game you can play. I mean, there's activity.
I haven't really played beer pong.
Slap Cup's pretty fun as well.
Slap Cup's way better.
I know. I like more interactive drinking games. Your body actually moves.
He's going
around.
More bro-ish.
And then I would say Slap Cup.
Bro-y, dude.
Slap Cup.
Slap Cup's way better than beer pong.
Slap Cup is like speed quarters.
It's fun.
Oh, quarters. I played
beer.
That was my number one drinking game.
You sit there and you move this cup around. You have to bounce a ping pong ball into it.
And if you get your ball in and someone next to you is still doing there, you could slap it out of their hand.
If you catch up with them, then you slap that beer out. And
yeah, it's fun.
It is. It's fun. It kind of makes a mess, though. You might want to do it in the basement, in the backyard.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Or the stupid
that's what she said.
Yeah.
Something you can wash out.
So we're good.
Anyways.
Oh, we have one more thing.
You do?
No.
One more thing.
Psych. Hey, what do you guys get? It's Tuesday. We'll do a call on next Saturday, though. We're going to have some fun. Woo! Go to a brewery. And then we're going to go to my brother's house for his birthday party.
Who's your brother?
He's turning... Well, actually, the name of his party is the old ass motherfucker turns 45.
Oh,
man. And he's my little brother, so... Ooh. You know, that shows you how old I am.
Dude.
So that should be fun.
Yeah, it should be good. So I'm going to bring some good beer over there, though. Matt, the Weldworks that you requested is, I think it's only available at the tap room.
Sorry,
I really want to try it. I'll hit up Total Beverage tomorrow and see if they have it. They do have it.
Total Beverage?
It does look good, though. I like the name of the beer.
Total Wine and Bevmo had a baby.
I have one to send to Mikey anyway.
It's called Total Beverage.
We can make it a shipment.
We do owe Mikey a beer, don't we?
A shipment. You don't owe me any.
That's up to the brothers, but... Oh, wait. We didn't actually do that. Anyway. So enjoy this show.
Okay.
Recording of this show. Enjoy this call.
Keep up the good work, guys. Meek.
Thanks, Colin Engineer. Keep up the good work. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for your games, suggestions.
The games.
We're noting. I hope you have your moleskin or your field note out. Yep. More appropriate would be a field note to note all the games.
Oh, really?
Careful about putting your field note out there.
Whoa. Yeah. As we enjoy all these IPAs.
Beer! Money!
Oh, Wrestling with Beer!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, Sky91, and
Scotty?
I survived my birthday weekend. had an awesome time. Hit up a couple breweries.
Congrats on surviving.
Game, like I said, did get the treehouse. There was like no line whatsoever for cans.
The hell's going on?
We actually waited way longer for drafts. And then we grabbed cans. I think I grabbed like 14 cans or something. Like I still refuse to get more than a case of beer there.
I won't get more than a case. No, people not doing it.
Out of there with hand trucks, crazy, but right now I'm actually drinking one of my treehouse beers. It is Raven. It's a black IPA, and it's pretty good. Like I said, you don't get a whole lot of black IPAs these days, and I'm actually shocked Treehouse did one.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada, where's your black IPA? Delicious.
It's got that like dark malty taste to it, but you see a little bit of that hops on the end. And the label is all black, with black text that you can barely read. Definitely not something that I think so would metal. Pass the TBA label standards if they were to sell it outside the brewery. TBA, TBF, whoever does all the beer label.
Who's it, Matt?
Certifying.
Who's that, Matt? What's that company called?
Had an awesome birthday party. Tried a bunch of beers with my friends. And then some other friends brought over beers from a bottle share they were at that weren't all finished. And I tried to finish all those. That was a slight mistake. But that's why you take the next day off after a birthday party.
That's right. I try to take the next day off of everything.
Friends over was Baby Kittens by Fat Orange Cat Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool
brewery. We get that here.
East Hampton, Connecticut. All like cat-themed beers and stuff. So if you like cats, cool place. And Neon Rainbows.
Matt and I like IPA cats. By Nick Omega. Doesn't like cats.
Surprisingly good IPA for a brewery that doesn't do IPAs a lot. But, yeah. So, quick other thing I want to touch on. I'm a spoiler, probably your cheers thing.
Oh, no.
You don't understand why in a second.
Don't spoil it.
Great.
Let me add a little bit.
Well, cheers are done.
And my voicemail here tonight. This is Perpetual Bliss.
Wow.
I had to play that song. That
we just got one up.
Otherwise. Yeah, long overdue, guys, for me to become a golden god. You guys deserve it. And cheers. Hopefully I can buy you guys a beer a month. And yeah, as always, I'm the Sky 91, and that's the bomb of the keg, because I drank it.
Why is he always breaking shit?
I know, dude. He's just like, I'm done. Scotty, I thought, like, when I saw Sky 91 popped up as a golden gun, I was like, isn't he a golden gun already? I was like, in my head, you were already a golden god, so you probably shouldn't have done that, dude. Big mistake.
Could have got away with it.
Yeah, could have got away with it.
For these meddling kids.
But now, yeah, these meddling kids. But now you get to hear those amazing tailgate audio every week.
And he's invited to the Porum.
Oh, yeah, the Porum. The Porum. Colin and Janine hang out there.
They do.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
We go. Thanks for Wrestling with Beer, one of the better beer podcasts out there, man.
So this sparked a memory that I had. So a friend was recently back in Tennessee, and they mentioned that Tennessee has this law.
Oh, man. And here we go.
It is Jack Daniels.
TCA.
If you have more than three daughters, you can't brew more than five batches of whiskey.
So it is TCA 55-10-416. It's about open containers. It says drivers shall not consume or possess an open container of an alcoholic beverage or beer while operating a motor vehicle in Tennessee.
Wow.
So you know what that means?
It's harsh, dude.
Passengers.
That means passengers party it up.
And so that's what they told me is they landed, they were picked up in a friend's car and glove box came open and boom.
Boom. Road sodas.
Here's a cold one.
Woo!
So...
yeah, get one of those glove boxes that are air conditioned.
Yep. So
get cooler.
If you plan to not drive in Tennessee,
drink it up.
That's your state.
You're gonna have fun. I'm a big passenger driver. What state's good for me? Tennessee. I'm moving. Nashville's my place.
Great. One more place you're not gonna wear pants.
No pants there. Tennessee, bro.
Tennessee. It's law.
Yeah, I know. Well, what'd you expect? What you come here for if you didn't want to like see dudes without the pants on? Tennessee.
I think it's on their welcome sign.
Yep. Pants free since 1917.
Should have said 1973. Pants free 1973.
Right. Pants free 1973.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm driving.
Gotta really be.
Gotta be.
Time. I'm not just parked in the driveway defrosting the windows.
That's the thing this time of year.
Yeah.
The windows
sucks.
Aren't frosty today.
Hate it.
Weird. It's pretty cold outside, too.
Yeah, 36 weird.
Degrees.
That's
but
weird.
No frosty
weird.
Window.
Frost and
anyway,
cold, same time?
In other news, I missed the leaving a voicemail last week. Yeah,
a lot of buzz. A lot of buzz about
like
that.
A jerk.
Thanks.
Sorry. But I'm going to leave a voicemail about something that Mikey requested that I leave a voicemail about.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's about home brewing.
Uh-huh.
So, as of lately, I'm going to start making more beers. I've been doing the cider thing because ciders, they're so quick and easy and fun. While beers,
taking the easy
they're
way
more
out,
labor intensive. I'll say. It takes like half a day at least to make a beer. It takes like 30 minutes to make a cider. You know, it's...
Wow.
It's really quick. The cider, not the beer. So...
like 20 minutes, cider.
My last beer
I made
a couple weeks ago, it was a brown porter, and I got really horrible efficiency.
Damn it.
And, I'm going to go back to the way I used to brew, which was batch sparging, where I got this igloo cooler that I steep the grain and I mash in, and then I drain the igloo cooler into the boil kettle, and then I add some hot water back into the mash tun, and I mix it up and drain it again to get everything. What I was doing was brewing a bag where I didn't really have a good way to hang my sack and squeeze it. So I think that's why I wasn't getting good efficiency. Because I wasn't squeezing my sack right. I tried to squeeze it as much as I could, but it's just I brew under a patio, and I don't really have a lot of height room for sack squeezing. So I'm going back to the way I was doing, where I don't have to squeeze my sack.
Oh, you know what right. I mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days.
It's kind of painful, too.
Right.
When you squeeze the sack, because it's so hot. You just steeped it in 150-something degree water.
Scotty B.
And now you're squeezing it. Kind of hurts when you squeeze your sack like that. All right. Is that enough about sack squeezing?
Homebrewing talk, guys.
Enough for you? Super.
Super.
Well, I just thought I'd leave a homebrewing voicemail. I'm on my way to work. I'm going to get this in before it's too late. And keep up the great work, guys. I'm driving!
Thanks, Scotty B.
Woo!
This just in, I just blended the Heady Topper and the Tecumseh Olivia.
Wow. There are no rules.
Nope, no rules here, bro.
He's a transponster.
It's good.
It's good.
Do it. Blend it, bro.
Wow.
I say blend
You must be rich.
You must be rich. And what appears to be the final voicemail of the week, unless something pops in.
Hey, Perfect Pour, it's Brian Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo?
February, which means in my house, it's open season on alcohol.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! February 1st.
Yeah!
In the afternoon, granted.
Let's get it!
Later afternoon.
Everyone's drinking now.
Cashmere Hazy IPA from Loomis Basin Brewing Company. One of my colleague's husbands happens to be a brewer there, and he supplied me with a crowler as a surprise. I got to drink that beer while sitting on my patio in the sun when it was warm.
What was this?
Sipping on that was just the perfect way to have.
Were you warm or the beer?
The first
the beer
of the year, or any beer for that matter. Followed that up on Sunday with some other hazies and a couple of lagers and one nice barrel aged stout on Super Bowl Sunday. I could tell you what it was if I could really remember them, but it was kind of foggy that day. Anywho, just left the old Tioga Sequoia and had their new West Coast, or not new, maybe not, the West Coast IPA called Still TBS. Dang, that is a really good beer. Mikey, if you haven't had it, go
I
get
haven't.
It. It's just a really solid, really well-balanced West Coast IPA. It was quite delicious. Anyway, headed
looking
out of
the
Fresno now. I got some work I got to get to.
How's
Saturday
Madera? How's Chowchilla? How's Merced?
But I did happen to pick up myself some S'more stouts, some barrel aged s'mores, some mocha, mocha midnight, the barrel aged, and autumnus barrel aged. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting into those this weekend. And even my wife was a little excited about those. So,
whoa.
Anywho, guys, happy February again.
Yeah.
I'm happy it's February. I hope you're happy it's February.
So much.
Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Sacramento.
Sacktown.
It's called Drunk February.
Is that what it's no, called? It's
Wet February.
Make up for lost yeah. time February.
Not dry January. It's wet February.
So all those calories you saved in January.
Woo!
Let's burn them in February.
Let's go.
Thanks
everyone for calling the show. It's been a great week of voicemails. The beers are hitting me now. Are you looking out for any beers?
Society cans. It's
society.
I don't know if I'll have time to hit the brewery on the way out, but I'll.
Time to hit the Home Depot.
Yeah. I saw that Bottlecraft said they have some. So
unique boutique.
All right. Get ready. Matt needs some society cans.
Matt invades SD.
Oh, Dick.
Yet another Matt.
More Matt's the better, I say. You ever met a bad Matt?
Bad.
Are there bad Matts? You ever met a bad Matt? I don't think you have. Matt shrugs.
He's like,
what do I know?
We cool. We're all good. So from Anarchy,
you don't have. Is there a Facebook group, Matt Facebook group?
No, nope.
All the Matts.
What's up, bro? Hey, Matt. What's up, Matt?
Matt. Sorry,
there's only one thread.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt's thread.
Hey, Matt.
The whole forum is just.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
That guy's from the Tiki Tiki Room. That's a Matt from the Tiki Tiki Room.
Fonts to get the inflection. Matt.
Yeah.
How do you read the different voices in a forum?
Come on, you can read. If you're an experienced reader, you can get the inflection. Yeah.
Okay. The emphasis on the syllable?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Matt, how about... Matt's no.
They just know.
Bro. Come on.
Okay. Anarchy Brewing Company's Immenso Imperial Stout.
Where is this Anarchy Brewing?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't care.
Truly is Anarchy.
It's Anarchy. The can is weird looking. It's like tiny.
God, the can's weird looking,
it's
okay?
It's a weird can.
I don't know. I just want it. I saw it on Instagram.
That's right. Where else do you see beers at?
It's the only place to see beers. Instagram.
Anarchy Brewing is closed right now.
Oh man, I can't go in there right now.
United Kingdom,
flight me up.
Oh, they're in the UK, Governor.
It's gonna be a little commute.
Yep, a wee bit of traveling
to get that.
Newcastle upon Tyne. That explains the can. I don't know. Go look it up on Instagram.
Go look it up. Jeez. What more do you want from us?
Yeah, I do 6 minutes of homework. It is parabola season. Look out for that. Oh, Mikey, avert your ears. It's a Firestone Walker.
La, 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 la. I don't know. Rad Stacy is in here trying to push some parabola on us.
I would drink a parabola.
With Rad Stacy.
Mm-hmm. And...
No buzz.
In for the Long Haul is another Imperial Stout by LA Beer Works.
All right.
Looking out for.
LA Beer Works.
LA Beer Works.
LA Beer Works.
LA Beer
Works. Matt, are you going to, are you playing on any brief LA stops at like the bottle shop?
In Silmar?
In Silmar?
Probably not.
Oh, Chew is now weeping.
Pretty much.
Into a smoker.
On the way down, it's going to be stop in Bakersfield for In-N-Out.
Dude, that In-N-Out gets so packed, dude. Good luck.
They got a Firestone grill down there.
I don't want to mess with that. No, trust me. It's 10 times easier to get into than Fresno's. They have actual, allotment of parking.
Yeah.
And you can have a parking lot where you can park.
Never have I got my food faster in my life.
You're like, whoa.
Tri-tip sandwich. Thank you.
Here it is.
Here it is.
But I would need to take a nap if I ate at Firestone Grill on the way down to San Diego. So that's not...
You're not driving. Who cares?
I am driving.
Oh, whoops.
Well then.
I'm the only one that can drive.
Just have an 805.
Go in the slow lane, put the car in second gear, and just like coast at like 50 miles an hour.
Over this conversation. I have my plan to get down there. So
find a low boy to climb on the back of.
There you go. Oh, yeah. We figured it out for you. You're welcome.
Ooh, this Tecumseh is getting very tropical.
Ooh. Tropical, huh?
As it's opening up.
That's what they say. That's all. Wait. Nick, that's all you're looking at?
Yes, that is all, please.
Like, where am I at here?
We're barely looking out for.
Is your turn.
Barely. Well, I will concur with Matt on his Society Brewing cans.
Yes.
The pupil, the coachman, and then there's the harlot, which is like a blonde or something. Like, I don't give a shit. If you come to me with the harlot, I'll say, get the fuck out of here.
This is all they had?
Wow.
And I was like, I don't care then.
Well.
I just want the pupil and the coachman.
If you put the money in the account.
Money.
Lebowski.
Yeah, deposit the money, Lebowski.
$15 in my hand. If you don't, you owe me OEO. But
nice marmot.
Oh, that's a big old snot.
Oh, geez. Yeah, just wipe it on him. Yeah. Louis is causing slobber problems over here.
I got to drive by.
Also, Modern Times Orderville, the 19.2 can the bright, shiny green. Yeah. I call it 80s athletics green.
That's what you want, huh?
80s green. Yeah, I'm looking out for that. A Full Circle showed up in San Diego at our liquor store at Jimbo's Liquor.
Wow.
In San Diego.
Say that again.
Full Circle's Creamzilla showed up at Jimbo's.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened, but it's San Diego listeners, if you want some of Fresno's Full Circle,
gotta go to Jimbo's.
You gotta go to Jimbo's. Here's one. Here's a little different one. Lumi Brewing. This is out of Finland.
Wow.
It's a Finland brewery.
Wow.
Wow. And Espoo.
Okay.
Espoon. Finland.
Puhala?
It's outside of Helsinki. Know your geography, guys.
That's right.
It's like a Helsinki suburb.
Especially Wales.
It's a XPA Mosaic.
Wow.
Oh, it's just all mosaic cryo hopped. All mosaic cryo hopped.
Lost
mosaic
art was mosaic. The XPA.
Yeah.
Extra pale.
So it sounds really good to me. I have no friends that have checked this in on Untappd, by the way. So apparently I don't have enough Finland Untappd friends. But those are some stuff I'm looking out for.
Pretty cool,
isn't it? Do you like it?
I need a caravan for me, Matt.
Caravan for me, Matt.
What's going on with the sausages? Hey! What's going on with the sausages?
2 minutes! 2 minutes!
What do they call him, the bullet dodger? Because he dodges bullets.
Because he dodges bullets.
Those sausages.
It was 2 minutes ago.
Matt, what have you been doing this weekend? We would like to look in on your life this past week as far as beer drinking goes. Have you been doing other stuff? We don't want to know anything about that. We just want to know beer related things you did this week.
I don't like how you phrase that.
I don't like it either, but what are you going to do?
Could you rephrase the question?
Imagine living with me every day.
Wow.
Poor Becky. if you see Becky out and about, just like, hey, sorry. She'll know what you're talking about. Just give her a hug. Say, hey, keep it up.
Okay.
Keep up the good work. She'll know.
Guys.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, you're married to Mike.
You're that Becky.
Oh, gosh. Come here, dear.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, come here. I know. It's tough. I know. It's all right. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, did you hear?
Let it out, dear. Let it out.
Everybody's got problems. Yeah, she's married to Mike.
You listen to that show?
You ever see a Snapchat? Oh, my God.
Matt, please.
No, go. You guys go ahead and finish.
No, you're not supposed to let us go deeper.
Oh, it's not that I let you.
No.
I'm fine. I'm dying. But
I'm fine. It's all right. Next time.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens every year.
Yeah, I'm still.
Ooh, just wait. Everything's going to start blooming here.
Ooh, yeah.
Everything's going to start blooming here.
I mean, that just makes me sneeze. It doesn't make me have a sinus infection for like 3 weeks.
Oh,
yeah. That too.
Yeah. So, been caught drinking. local place, local to us, the Out of the Barrel. They focus on beers that we can't normally get locally. They have, from Alvarado Street, they had a non-IPA called Local Shred Red.
Ooh.
And it was a hoppy red ale.
Shred, bro.
It was enjoyable.
Nice.
And then from Pure, they had Force of Nature. So if I see a Pure can, I'm just going to pick it up.
You're doing all the Pures?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I needed something to end the night when I picked up a 4-pack. And I was like, I'm going to stay here for one beer, which turned into two beers because, you know, conversations and people that are hanging out. And I had a Penelope Pils from Humble Sea. Good Pilsner. And then from Alvarado, they had Escape From Here IPA.
Escape.
Strange Magic from Moonraker. Do recommend. And then, that's my watch. That's my watch telling me to go to bed because my alarm's going to go off at 8:50 a.m.
I'm going to get some sleep.
And then Amigos, which was, I thought it used to be a pale.
Padrinos?
But now it's, I think it's a hazy IPA or a hazy pale. It's, like, yeah, I don't think it's the same as where I remember.
We're going to have to change it, guys.
It was still good.
The Perfect Pour is ruined beer. We're going to have to change it. I had an Amigos, hazy.
So. That's my new thing is I figure, well, draft is usually about $8 there, but you can open single cans for about $7. So I was like, okay.
We've got to work around to your shit.
Two cans plus tips, you're out of there under $20. I was like, that's a good method, which is what I'm going to try to practice on there. And so I had an Amigos, and then they had another one called Hopski, I think.
Hopski. And it had
the brewers on it, but the bartender, she had recommended that. She's like, well, if you like this one, which is good, you should also get this one. So I did. And it was a good reco. And then closing it all off with my flagship February, which I unknowingly did, was the Suames.
All right.
I was in the Whole Food. I was sad they didn't have
like
Ubiday.
Act like you knew. On untap, when you tap it, act like you knew. You're like,
this is my flagship February.
No, I'm not ashamed to say that I didn't know.
Damn it.
You don't know what you don't know.
But I was going through the cooler. It was kind of hit and miss. And I was like, well, I don't really want four beers. I don't really want one beer. You know, all I really needed was a plane to get me through the night. But I was like, well, you know, it was a couple of days for San Diego. So I was like, all right, six pack of Swami's. I checked the dates and I was like, yep. That's pretty good dang date. Fresh. It was January something. Let's I was check like, out. It's not going to get fresher than that. So I just plopped one of those in the cart. I was like, it's $2 a beer. Can't beat that.
No.
$2.
You can't beat $2 a beer.
What was it?
Yeah, you can. $1 a beer.
It's impossible.
No, it wasn't two. It was $2.10.
Sure.
$2.05. Taxes.
No.
California Redemption.
$2.04.
No, let's do the actual math here.
$2.07.
See, I don't know.
What's your price per beer? Come on.
Price per beer. What, for a single can?
Mm-hmm.
$5.
Woo.
This is a good beer.
It was about $2.40.
$3.50.
Ooh. $3.50.
With tax and CRV.
$3.50.
So there you go.
You got a lot of taxes, man. Luxury tax.
It's too damn high.
Tax.
You play Monopoly or what?
Tax.
Baltic
tax.
Baltic Avenue tax.
Boardwalk tax.
Mm-hmm.
Louis tax.
That's what you've been caught drinking? Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd?
Been caught drinking. Might not be on Untappd.
Oh. See? We get a preview that not even Untappd gets.
Ooh, yeah.
Nick.
Hi.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Well, I didn't exactly have dry January, but it was drier than normal. So
slightly moist. We wrapped
slightly moist. It's the moist maker. Slightly dry January concluded with my last little bit of the best part of waking up from Alvarado Street.
Wow,
nice coffee stout.
Yeah,
tastes like coffee. And Firestone Walker's Anniversary Ale, which is a blend of different beers.
Blend of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are my unique beers.
Uniques.
Uniques.
Check-in.
Unique New York.
I had the Pizza Port Brewing Surfari.
Oh, man. That's like, a new one, right?
Yeah. Matt had that
Freshies.
Too. Freshie. It's a freshie.
I had it on draft, though. I didn't. It sounds like you had a can.
Yeah, I just had a can.
Can beers.
Which I don't know how that's bad.
Fine West Coast.
I don't know
Coast.
Why you're giving yourself the prices losing sound.
Fine West Coast IPA. What's in the hops from Belching Beaver? Boy. Because that market, he marked it down to $8.99 for the four pack.
Wow.
16 ounce cans.
Okay.
Four pack.
Uh-huh.
$8.99.
All right.
Can't beat it. I don't care if it's terrible.
Mm-mm.
That's $2.25 a can.
That's a good deal, right?
Yes.
We determined that, right?
Okay, if you went to let me walk you through the scenario.
Okay.
If you went to a bar. I got my
notebook out. All right.
Mm-hmm. Bar. To a bar. And you ordered one 16-ounce beer.
16-ounce beer.
What would be the average price you would pay?
If the train left at 2 o'clock.
$6?
$6 to $7 for a pint of beer.
Sure.
So if you bought... beer for $2.25
going up 20,
per 16
25
ounces.
Miles per hour.
What does that mean? That means you saved money, bro.
Equals cash.
It might not just mean that you saved money. It might just mean that you got to actually drink beer.
Oh. Well, look at me.
If there's a difference between drinking beer and not drinking beer, that could make the difference.
Mm-hmm. Or more drinking more beer.
It could be more beer, or it could be some beer, or it could be
what
actually
if I
drinking
have
beer.
$5 left in my checking account. Would that ATM card still go through? If I close out that beer, yeah. We'll see it. They'll do a hard charge it.
You get a
force charge it.
You get a $3 sandwich from Jimmy John's.
Should.
Little John?
Little John.
Does it ever happen at your work where somebody uses a card and it does, like,
bleep, bleep.
If it won't go through, if it goes through, you're getting that money, right?
That money.
That's like a whole complicated system. I don't even want to think about where breweries, all that money, like, where is that money going? Like,
yeah.
You know, all those cards that are getting swiped, where does that money go? And then how do you guys get that money back?
That's right. The cloud.
That seems like it's a in the whole cloud. Mess.
So everybody uses a credit card processor, which banks the money until it is batched, which batch means it's transferred to your bank account.
Batch my money, you son of a batch.
I didn't tell you to batch it.
Certain companies will batch per day. And then there's like what we use with Square. You can batch as often as you want to. Mm-hmm. So
unlimited batching.
Yeah. So about once a week, we just say, okay, well, that's good.
Batch
enough.
It.
We click the button and Square goes, okay, this is the money that you've made. We took our cut off the top and
bastards.
The rest is everybody takes.
Everybody so
that's,
takes.
That's the thing. If you have.
That's one kids listen to Uncle Mike. Everybody takes. Remember that. Everybody takes.
So certain places, they will have a software that you use to calculate what you're to charge your customer. That's usually a fee per device per month.
All right.
And overall.
Can I write this out? Fee per device.
And then there's an overall licensing per month.
Okay.
Then they would have a credit card machine.
Credit card machine. Right.
That would charge a fee per credit card.
Right.
And then they would charge a fee to transfer the funds from the cloud to your bank.
And then my bank. Right.
So you would have, there would be multiple different ways that you pay money out just to ring up a transaction.
To Mazatlan?
Then there's places like Square.
Square.
Where the software is free to use.
Free.
Cash payments are free to accept.
Are you following that?
But if you process a
credit card,
they just take
2%?
2.5% to 2.75% off the sale.
My Moleskine's full. Can I borrow yours?
Nope. I'm busy. All right. Equals two.
For what they provide.
Big money.
What they provide is pretty hard to beat.
Yeah. Can't beat them.
And obviously, if you do more business with them than, say, the average person, you could also negotiate rates. So,
all right.
Somebody that has.
Oh, you can put some pressure on them.
Yeah.
Somebody that pays licensing for a program to calculate how much to charge somebody and then pays for a credit card machine and then pays for somebody to, like, look at the amount and then charge it and then process it. It's
all right. You've convinced me. I'm never opening up a brewery ever.
Lesson learned here.
And then now you know why.
Math is hard.
Yeah.
Then now you know why places like Toronto only accept cash.
Yeah. So cash only, bro. So like Country Fair Market.
They don't pay nobody nothing.
Yeah. Under the table. All under the table.
No, it's on the table.
And then it goes under the table.
No, it stays on the table.
No, yeah, yours does. I'm saying, you know, cash only places. Who knows what the fuck happens there?
No, they do everything like they should.
Oh, yeah, sure. Above the board. Yeah. But yeah.
Places that accept credit cards, obviously people get a cut. So if you don't accept credit cards, you don't give anybody
a cut.
Get
all of it.
Yeah. $5 is $5. It's not... $5 minus 2.5%.
Mm-hmm. Also at Coronado Brewing south of the pier.
Wait, what?
We're back.
We're back.
And the Modern Times, the Proxima. Ooh. I was looking out for a beer. I found it.
Man.
Found that at the market.
Wow.
Proxima is a nice beer. And another Modern Times, a new one, Divergent Paths.
Whoa.
Hazy. Good.
These are all hazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
Okay.
Of course they are.
I just check.
Those are all the men that got the drinkings.
Ooh, new beer. Oh. You sons of bitches.
I love gold.
You woke Louie up.
Oh, Louie's woke up now.
Oh, is that crackers?
Nope, no crackers.
Okay, go back to sleep.
New beer entering the show. Donated to us, I think it's another D-Goats beer.
Sir, that your glass has gone bad.
I know. We need a little palate cleansing here. Wow. From Oso Brewing Company and the Hawaii's. It's Convenient Distraction.
Yes.
Imperial Porter, the vanilla and coke.
Title of my biography.
Convenient Distraction. Whenever I have a thing to do,
yes.
I have a convenient distraction. Hey, I'm on Matt's.
You sound different.
Matt's mic right now.
It's different.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Who is that? I don't recognize that voice.
I can't tell who it is.
Where's the man baby?
Where's the man baby? I tuned in to hate listen of the man baby. Where'd he go?
Hate listening. Okay. There's a hobby.
Oh, I hate listening. Sure.
Wow.
Porter.
Ooh.
Porter.
Coffee porter. Imperial.
Mm-hmm. Consider your palate cleansed, bro.
Boom. I've been.
That's good. Whoa, sorry.
Where's the cat? Louie, go get the cat.
There's a new beer out there, Matt, in case you're wondering. It's not IPA hazy focused.
No haze here.
Big cheers to a new Golden God. You heard it earlier. Scotty 91 is now part of the Golden God family. Welcome in, Scotty. Now he gets to hear the tailgate audio. He gets to go to the forum and all the things. It's so fun. So thanks for your donations, Scotty 91, and thank you to all the Golden Gods. Matt from Tacoma, I saw what you did, man. Thank you. Matt bumped up his Golden Godness.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
He doubled it up. So.
Thank you.
$2?
$2.
$2.
Even if it's just because the tax return and you go back down, we're still like, okay.
I want to get that bump up that tax return. So thanks, everyone. All the Golden Gods, you guys. We really appreciate it. It's pretty cool. Got to go into the UPS store the other day, and that was all thanks to the Golden Gods. Golden Gods, patreon.com/perfectpour or perfectpourpod.com. There's a link to it. Or if you look in your show notes, most podcast players, you can look in the show notes and it's linkable. You can just click it and look at it.
Linkable.
See what it's all about. And cheers to the_beer_monk, that's Rodrigo. And everybody interacts during the week, whether it's on Untapped or Twitter or Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey Topor.
That's right.
It's on all those things. Hey, Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Oscar. From Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
New Untapped friend.
Oh. See what's going on in Rio.
So I saw that we have a few mutuals. So.
Oh, got some mutuals.
Mm-hmm. Mutual.
So it seems pretty cool there. And then I don't know if... You would probably know if I did, but I don't think I've cheersed Hills Bills. Do you remember? No?
Historically?
Well, as in recently.
Oh, probably not recently, but... Historically.
So it wasn't this past week, but it was a couple weeks ago. I went to Out of the Barrel to build myself a 4-pack to take home.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Hills Bills was hanging out on Zepatio.
I never get that lucky. That's not right.
And I just, you know, I was walking into the place and I hear, "Oh, Matt," you know, in her, in her tone. And I was like, I know that voice. I know that human being.
Hills Bills.
And so I just picked up my food from Whole Foods and I was getting beer and going home. And I told myself, I was like, I'm going to get food, then go there and have a beer before I go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've yet to do that. So I was unfortunately not able to hang out with them and have a beer.
But
I was just like, it was good to see you. That kind
was
of
she
deal.
Or was she with peoples?
Yes, she was there with the Fletchers.
Creative Fresnans? Oh, the Fletchers?
Yes.
All right. So. Good for the Fletchers.
And they said it'll grow back.
Fair. It will grow back.
Mm-hmm.
Truly will. Cheers, Hills Bills.
Yeah. So it was good to see. Good to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she was obviously enjoying good beer.
I enjoy.
I am enjoying.
Thank you for watching.
Nick.
Hi. Well, yeah, also cheers to Oscar on Untappd. Mm. He found me as well.
Hey.
Cheers to...
I'm cheersing Oscar as well.
Though. Oh, boy.
I think of that.
Are you now?
Mm-hmm. There's footage of...
footage, ooh.
Of Alice in Chains playing Rio in like 93. Oh. It's a good live video.
Cross away. Hey.
If you can pull that up.
Wow.
I don't mind you. I don't mind.
That wasn't a good representation of it, but the one you can find on YouTube is a good representation.
What? I thought I'd nailed that. Nailed it. Come on.
Sorry, but not sorry.
Sitting on an angry chair.
Stop while you're ahead.
Ahead? When was I ahead? Never.
You could edit this out.
Yeah, I could.
I could.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Will it happen? Leave all my embarrassing shit in. Wow. It's just to rub it in my own face when I listen to it. Rub it later.
Why?
Good, I suck. What are you doing? Was that your cheers?
My cheers.
Nick? That was your cheers?
Yeah.
Hey. Well, cheers to everyone listens to the show and hangs out with us every week. We really appreciate your friendship, your beership. But we do have to implore that you be safe.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, have fun.
Okay.
But before you start all the safe fun, check your dates.
Oh, ooh. So many rules.
Oh! Oh.
So many rules.